The eagle's eye, so let me see. Stubborn mind, so let me be. Allow my complete to retreat. Magnanimous and undisputed when it comes to defeat. Eagle's callous need, arrogance thirsty, neglecting the hefty. The slow prone waiting for my call, my pool of treachery. My knees are in need of me. We bond together like compounds in chemistry. We shine together despite the mighty. To shed snake-like smiles that makes it hard to breathe. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Poetry Journal Podcast. I am your host, Alex Murder. And I want to give a shout out to my listeners. Everyone that tunes in religiously every week to hear me, or just the occasional listeners. I appreciate you showing attention and showing support. It's much appreciated. Okay, back to the quote. As you know, I like to read it twice, so here we go. The eagle's eye, so let me see. Stubborn mind, so let me be. Allow my complete to retreat, magnanimous and undisputed when it comes to defeat. Eagle's callous need, arrogance thirsty, neglecting the hefty, the slow prone, waiting for my pool of treachery. My needs are in need of me. We bond together like compounds in chemistry. We shine together despite the mighty. To shed snake-like smiles that makes it hard to breathe. Okay. Of course, this poem, there's so many facets to it. But I think, you know, this one, I'll allow it to speak for itself, and I'll just feed off of this in a sense, and just go into really what I want to go into from this poem. So the question I want to ask, do you believe, and obviously I would love to hear, and this is why, you know, I look forward to having people to kind of speak their mind on certain things that I speak on. But really, this is what comes to mind when I read this. Do you believe in the concept of things being preordained? Of course. You know, I would, like I said, I would love to hear people's opinion. And so this is one of the topics I would love to kind of discuss further. Maybe, you know, when we have a visitor, we could just kind of break things down. But because I say this because I believe in that. And I think the majority do. And of course, you know, in this day and age, our societies are predominantly religious based, and so we all believe in something bigger than ourselves. Ergo, so by default, you're going to go towards the realm of being, in a sense of things being preordained. In a sense, do you get what I mean? And so. But then there is, basically what I'm saying is I do, and I think a lot of people do. But then there is the pushback of freedom of choice. Because, you know, some may argue that if things are preordained, does that mean there is a freedom to make your own choice? Is the real question, and that's what I would love to ask or have people just kind of speak on. I think the answer to the question, what comes to mind now, is harmony or balance, or in another word, equilibrium. So for me, in this sense, is there balance in, like, if you use a like a microcosm of like, you know, the universe, or like whatever realm we want to use, pertaining maybe to a religious base or something like that. Is there balance in that situation? Well, like, you know, like if you're going back to school, you know, when you used to do like chemistry at school, they ask, is your equation balanced? You know, does it equate to an extent where you don't end up with free radicals, or you're about to cause destruction or something like that on a atomic level? Do you get what I mean? What am I really asking? Is there balance in the results or in your own individual macro perspective? Is there a need to want to rectify it? Should there be a situation where there is not balance? And I think for me personally, that's what it all comes down to at the end of the day, perspective and balance. Because I feel like they're intertwined. However, two things can be true, I believe. And what do I mean by that? While in one sitting, things can be preordained, free will could also be a possibility. Now, of course, I'm speaking on all this, but you know, there's so many facets to this, this idea that we're speaking about. So, of course, just bear with me. I'm literally just speaking my mind for this one. But yes, of course, free will is also possible, because in another world, I believe some would argue that this is not the case, while at the same time, this statement could be a struggle to prove, because I think there are so many moving pieces that are somewhat dependent on the concept of things being, you know, preordained. So it's very controversial in that sense. Like the idea of somebody being so predictable that the number of times they blink or look to the sky or yawn are somewhat predictable. And I know I'm kind of splitting hairs at this point, but I'm just kind going towards a point in a sense of like these types of breakdown, to that extent, is somewhat hard to believe. It's preposterous. You know, borderline, yeah, like, very out there. I know it's not your usual poetry depiction, but these are what comes to mind when I, or in a sense, inspire the piece for the segment I just read, for this segment that I read at the start. So, like I said, there's so many facets to this discussion. So, of course, I always welcome anybody to kind of, you know, get in touch, and or even other poets, perhaps, that would want to give their own take on anything I speak on, situation like that. So, of course, reach out to me. Contact me through socials, whatever, and just give me your opinion. But as I said the previous podcast, this is a podcast of questions, because that's what being a poet is all about, asking questions. Your writing's inspired by questions, which leads to my next segment. Okay. Here's another quote for you. So cold these years, they tell the tales of the merits, the uncanny bonds I've inherited, seething while I grit my teeth, tickling all the moments as they grab for me, ducking and dodging, avoiding the crows. for there is no such thing as tender claws. Why is this relevant? Life experiences come and go in terms of good and bad. Still, it's important to stay flexible, with just expectations in general. But at the same time, we are creatures of instincts. What do I mean? When hazards or danger approach, we are, of course, going to try our best to avoid it or prevent ourselves from harm. I think that's instinctual. That's going to happen regardless. It's automatic. However, when harm is prevented or not, we inherit certain bonds. They're almost like PTSD in a sense. They plague our reflexes. They enhance our instincts, whether good or bad. One thing's for sure, it undoubtedly affects the way you look at the world. I suppose the main thing to take away from what I'm speaking on, or maybe what I'm trying to get, what I'm hoping people get from this piece, is that whatever your experience is, let the effect and your outlook on the world be a positive. A glass half full, perhaps, something useful and uplifting. Maybe curbing your enthusiasm for life for the better. As you know, I try to make this a positive an experience as possible, and hopefully, you know, I always try to give something that people can take away from it. But I thank everyone for their support, and that's our quote for today. That's our quotes and breakdown for today. Of course, I've given out links, and there's one thing I want to do. Recently, I've been trying to get these websites together, and I've recently finally created like a landing page where people can go and find samples, free samples of my, whether it's a short story you're looking for. Well, mainly I'm giving a short story, but there are, I would like to include, I'm looking to do free giveaways of my first book, Poetry Journal, Dream, Imagine, Express, soon. So, even though I'm giving the story for free now, I also want to give people a chance to read something that I created, one of my first creation, poetry-wise, the book. So, but to get this, what I'm trying to say is just get to the landing page and you should find a link to subscribe. And once you subscribe, I will have a link emailed to you so you can click and download your free copy of my short story. And soon I will have the poetry book available for a free download also. But you know, there's as long as you basically just keep subscribing, and you know, all these things will be at your fingertips in a sense, because I will keep people updated by email and everything that I have going on, including podcasts, and everything that I'm doing is so much easier. So, but of course, Like I always I've mentioned before, Poetry Journal, Dream Imagine Express out now and available on Amazon. Or if you want a more personal author copy, I do have some in store where I could, like I said, if you subscribe and you email me or vice versa, we could communicate and have author copy, signed author copy sent directly to you. So there's different ways to get information or means of getting my content, whether by book or ebook, into like re reaching you directly to you. So, like I said, I'll make sure I put the links and everything necessary for you to get in touch with me. And so just subscribe and yeah, just keep in touch and stay tuned until next week. Thanks everyone for listening. And I appreciate everything everyone's done. It's been I'd say somewhat a positive experience thus far, but you know, I'm grateful. So thanks everyone for listening and stay tuned till next time.